Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. An important piece of property was advertised for sale on this day, November 5, 1816. In a notice published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, readers were told that 20 acres of land belonging to a deceased man named Nicholas White was on offer for purchase. Unfortunately, the notice did not say where exactly the property was, other than it was located 1 mile from Bridgetown. But the biggest selling point of the property was a limehouse and kiln, which were located on it. That these two structures were the main feature of the advertisement is perhaps not surprising, considering how important lime, meaning the material, was at that time. Lime houses and kilns dotted the landscape across the island and were almost as important to the plantation economy as the many windmills that existed on the estates. Lime was a heavily used material and was in ready supply since it was mined from the limestone that makes up the bulk of Barbados' surface. In construction, it was used as mortar and to whitewash buildings, and indeed, whole buildings, both public and privately owned, were made from the substance. It was also part of the sugar refining process, being added to the cane juice to remove impurities. That process took place in large settling tanks where the mixture of lime and impurities, which was referred to as mud, was removed from the juice and then used to fertilize the cane fields. The lime was made in the kiln, which were usually large stone structures located on the plantation. In this particular type of kiln, the limestone was placed inside and had wood or coal added to it and set alight. As it became heated, it became quicklime, which was extracted via a draw hole at the bottom of the kiln. It is in this state that the lime was sticky enough to be used as a bonding agent in construction or to take impurities out of cane juice. A few of these now abandoned structures can still be seen around the island, including at Boscobel Plantation and at Ragged Point. As the notice carried on this day, November 5, 1816, illustrates, these were important features of the plantations, valuable for their contribution to sugar manufacturing and for their role in providing material for the local construction industry.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.